855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. In the last couple of segments, we were talking about this right to travel idea, the idea that you have the right to travel if you are not conducting commerce on the roads, that you can, say, conduct your vessel, your vehicle, your whatever term. I'm not sure what the terms are, without getting government papers and government license plates. And it's very interesting stuff. I've heard a lot of people make a lot of claims, and I've heard, and, you know, somebody called in to rebut it, a lawyer called in to rebut it. Let's go to Bill in Mass here. Bill?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I've done the right-to-travel thing in Massachusetts, just south of Winchester, New Hampshire, and through the same court where Pete Nedimo from Liberty on Tour and Cop Block, I won their case recently with the wiretapping thing.
Yeah, is that the Greenville or court or whatever it is?
Greenfield. And, you know, you do have the right to travel.
Just talk right into your phone, Bill. Like, I'm kind of missing you a little bit there.
You do have the right to travel if everything, if the courts and all the systems weren't hijacked, basically. But
yeah.
You have all your paperwork in order. You can get the case dismissed.
And the paperwork is what?
In Massachusetts, the key here is to use Rule 9 to question jurisdiction under duress.
Okay.
Actually, win it on jurisdictional grounds, that the court doesn't have the right to decide on it at all, so they just dismiss it and it goes away.
So does that really mean it's the right to travel, or does that mean that the court doesn't, you know, for whatever reason, there's some kind of loophole in jurisdiction in this case?
Well, they have to, they really do have to honor your rights if you are a belligerent claimant demanding you be represented, because the courts really do work in all jurisdictions where they may be admiralty court at face value, the way they treat most people through their administrative process, but if you have your paperwork in order, like lawyers never seem to get in trouble, and police get out of a lot of trouble, well, a lot of those people are invoking their rights through more of a common law, case law approach, and mm-hmm. So they get off. So once you get the knowledge to learn about protecting your rights through those means, you'll just get processed through, and you'll lose your license, and you'll get arrested, and you'll get thrown in the cage.
So how does one get this knowledge? I mean, is it, you know, by going and doing it and losing? Is it knowledge through loss, or is it knowledge through, you know, studying? I still don't, you know, in Massachusetts, they say it's Rule Number 9 or something like that, but, you know, I wouldn't know what to do here in New Hampshire, and every state's going to be different, and there's 50 of them.
And well, most states except New Hampshire have a Rule 9, because it is a federal rule of court procedure. Also one of the federal rules, but it's also here in Massachusetts and most other states except New Hampshire, which is really scary to me. You can't question jurisdiction in New Hampshire at all. There's no rule in the court system for it, when there is federally. So I would suggest that most people in New Hampshire use federal courts at all possible. Rule 9. You can put in Rule 9 of federal procedure or Massachusetts court procedure, and you can just read it where it says there's been a mistake, a duress, no jurisdiction through subject matter, you know, because like the Mark Stevens approach,
what does that mean?
Court doesn't have subject matter jurisdiction unless they have a litigant with a claim or a monetary damage.
The claim is that there is no jurisdiction for the court if there is no victim of the crime. And since you're traveling on a road that you paid for through your taxes, that there is no victim for not having a driver's license and a license plate or whatever,
yeah,
right?
The same way if a victim of a rape doesn't take the stand, then they have to dismiss. So it's as simple as that. You know, the state, you know, under law, when everything's done properly with the right documentation and motions and everything, you have to have a victim take the stand and testify against you. So a lot of police take off their uniform and stand up there as the citizen, and then they testify, and that's really not legitimate either.
Yeah. Well, you know, the police officer hasn't been hurt by you driving without a Driving without a license plate, that's not a, you know, that's
well, the
not
bottom
legitimate.
Line is, I ended up getting a driver's license because through all my research, and I've determined that more or less we're under occupation with the way things are actually run. You know, we're run like Afghanistan or Iraq, you know, if you don't comply, you get gunned down eventually. I mean, so under occupation, I just do what the forces make them do so that I don't get terrorized. I mean, the police right now, when they get your license plate on an automatic laptop license plate reader and it says unlicensed owner of the vehicle, I mean, they come around and chase you like they want to kill you. So to me, that's not worth it. So
I would agree. So do you, you've driven without license plate or license driver's license? Because, I mean, everybody who's listening has gone and gotten in their car without their driver's license in their pocket. But, you know, it's a much bigger deal to get into a vehicle that doesn't have a license plate screwed into the back of it.
Well, you know, that the license plates originally, you know, were more for just an ID, if so a hit-and-run.
Sure. That seems to be the only legitimate reason to me to have one of these things. If it's used in a bank robbery or, you know, a hit-and-run accident or something like that, I don't see why you have to re-register the thing every single year. That seems pointless to me.
For 8 years under Bill Weld in Massachusetts, he got rid of that because he said exactly what you just said. But Romney came in, I believe, and turned that around and got the revenues back again. But Massachusetts did go 8 years. They went two terms with no annual late fee. So that was pretty good. Once you were registered in, and that, unless you changed cars, you know, it just, there was no more fees.
Interesting.
It was good.
Yeah, well, they're going to find a way to give you a new tax on, you know, every way they can possibly lay a tax down on you, they're going to do it. Bill, thank you for the information. Appreciate it.
Yeah. It's funny, the way I heard it with Romney is that he raised a lot of those fees, but then he cut a few taxes so that he could say he cut taxes in Massachusetts.
That's how it goes, right?
Typical politician.
We call them taxes, we'll call them fees, we'll call them levies, we'll call them, you know, whatever they want to call them. They can do it. Let's go to Jeremy in Florida. Jeremy?
Yeah, hi. I guess it's Mark, the host. I just wanted to caution people not to get too excited about the concept of the right to travel. You can only travel if you have absolute ownership in the thing you're traveling in, and you don't get that when you get a car that's either been license plated somewhere or if you get a car from a business called a car dealer, because they keep the original title on the car, which is the manufacturer's statement of origin or certificate of origin, and that's sent to the driver's licensing and the license plate people. So it's a fast way to get into a lot of trouble, and there is some success around the country over a lot of the past 20, 25 years, but that's because there's small counties and small city kind of courts that aren't used to having 25, 30 documents filed in, you know, a simple little traffic court setting, and so they'll dismiss the case just to move on to collect fines from other people, but it is a nice way. Go ahead.
In here in New Hampshire, and I know it's many other states, that once a vehicle is beyond a certain age, that vehicle doesn't even need, you don't even have a title for it anymore. They take the title, they destroy it, and there is no title for the vehicle any longer. So nobody, I mean, the state isn't claiming ownership at that point, because the only thing you have as a statement of ownership is a bill of sale. So,
right.
You know, how is it in a circumstance like that that the state claims ownership on a vehicle for which there is no title?
Well, I haven't heard of that concept of not owned. Maybe the original title, I would kind of think that the state would keep it somehow as an asset or whatever in its books. And the story that I tell people is that the thing that a lot of people get is called a certificate of registration. It's kind of like if you are a coach in the Little League or the school team, the team signs a thing called a certificate of appreciation. The kids have the appreciation, and you get the certificate. So the certificate of appreciation isn't the same as the appreciation, same certificate of title, not. But there's a thing
Jeremy,
called...
thanks for the call. We're going to have to let you go. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday. So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discount as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. They're on the page. You can click to become a member, and or you can call the telephone number that's there on the page. They'll walk you through the process. every step of the way. They third-party certify all of their drugs to make sure that there's no counterfeits involved. The customer service is excellent, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com, whether it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Abilify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Wayne, you got some interesting quotes from European leaders that kind of suggest that they might know that the economy is circling the toilet bowl, ready to go down?
Yes, there's a post on the Economic Collapse blog entitled 20 Quotes from European Leaders That Prove That They Know That the Financial System in Europe is Doomed. It starts out this way. The financial crisis in Europe has become so severe that it has put the future of the euro and indeed the future of the EU itself in doubt. If the financial system in Europe collapses, it's going to plunge the entire globe into chaos. The EU has a larger economy and a larger population than the United States does.
It does?
Yes. The EU also has more Fortune 500 companies than the United States does. If the financial system in Europe breaks down, we are all doomed, they say. So there's a few little other paragraphs in this intro, but let's get down to the quotes because I think they're pretty juicy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a sucker for a good financial pessimism porn story, as some people call it. But these are real quotes, so this is not... You know, I'm inherently an optimistic person, Mark, and so I like to qualify that because...
It's funny. When you know that the financial system is rigged, you know it's going down, people will look at you like you're a pessimist or you're a bear or whatever term they'll use. I don't look at life that way. People would say, people that know me, my wife, would say that I am tragically optimistic. Not the other way around. But when people hear me do the show, they'll say things like, well, you guys on Free Talk Live, you don't like nothing. You're right. We don't like things where people are lying, people are cheating, and people are stealing. And frankly, we talk a lot about politics and religion, and there's a lot of that that goes on in there.
Well, I think that you have to bring people's awareness to the fact that this thing called the state they're worshiping is not worthy of their worship. That's the first step in getting people to the next step to create a better world. So anyway, getting back to these quotes from world leaders, let's take number one, Polish Finance Minister Jacek Rostowski. Quote, European elites, including German elites, must decide if they want the euro to survive, even at a high price or not. If not, we should prepare for a controlled dismantling of the currency zone. That's a big one. Right there.
Well,
big.
I mean, that's a reality of the situation. Basically, I mean, you know, he's only laying it on down. Either, I think that the euro was a bad idea. I'm sorry.
Very bad. They centralized monetary control over a larger area with one interest rate and one currency, and it's been a gross failure because some of those countries needed to have higher interest rates and they needed to have set their own monetary policy, and they couldn't because they had only one group setting the monetary policy.
And, you know, if you're going to have an organization setting monetary policy, you're going to need that organization needs to tax and needs to control the it needs to govern.
Well, the EU does. There are EU taxes that are separate from their own national taxes. But again,
look how Greece ran its economy. It ran it on euros, but it spent like it was going out of style. It stole like it was going out of style. Portugal, Spain, Ireland, Italy, these countries are teetering on the brink.
They're financially irresponsible, and then the irresponsible countries, like more responsible countries like Germany, have to keep bailing them out because Germany is an industrial powerhouse. They create the most wealth out of that whole eurozone, and the whole arrangement does not make any sense at all. It's becoming too centralized and too complex. Therefore, it's doomed to failure and to collapse.
Indeed.
So let's see. Number two. Stéphane Dio, Paul Donovan, and Larry Hathaway.
I do not, by the way, envy you at all having to come up with all these foreign names. Go ahead.
That's okay. I'll rough my way through it. If I screw up, it'll just be a...
Whatever.
It'll be fun.
They can send Interpol to come get us.
But these three fellows with foreign-sounding names of Swiss banking giant UBS said, quote, under the current structure and with the current membership, the euro does not work. Either the current structure will have to change, or the current membership will have to change. That's a big one.
It's the God's honest truth. I mean, I don't see how one could you know, expect anything different. You can't have these 20 or so autonomous states doing whatever the heck they want with the expectation and the understanding that the other states will bail them out, because you're giving them incentives and humans respond to incentives. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, it's the bottom line rule of economics, not just regular folks, but politicians too. And these politicians are incentivized to do this. You know, these Greeks are taken to the street. They're protesting the austerity measures. And you know, these are the people that supposedly they elected, right?
Yeah.
That have robbed them, but now they want to be made whole by Germany and France and Great Britain. And that's not fair to those people in those countries. So you're going to see those countries, the ones that have the money, that have the more solid economies, are going to say, no more of this.
Well,
Something needs to change.
Those countries also have a higher savings rate, too. And these the so-called pigs, they call them, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain, they all should have higher interest rates, but they've had artificially low interest rates. And having that loose money was just a ticket to have a big party for them, because a lot of those southern European states are more touristy and they're more socialistic, and they don't like to work that hard. And they like to retire at 50. With full benefits.
Yeah, I don't know how you're gonna, you know, some of these work weeks that they do, even in Germany, they have like 6 weeks vacation and all this stuff. That's pretty rare here in the United States to get 6 weeks of vacation. I frankly, after 6 weeks, you'd have to retrain me on how to do the job. I wouldn't even know.
Well, that gets us to number three. EU President Herman Van Rompuy says, listen to this. This is interesting. He says the euro has never had the infrastructure that it requires. In other words, we don't have enough power at the EU over these countries.
They don't.
If you want
to run the euro.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, all these guys are basically speaking to the same thing, which is either you can have this
super state.
You can have the super state with this, great big, monetary system.
And bureaucracy.
Or you can have these little states that are doing whatever the heck they want, and they're responsible for their actions. But you can't have both.
But the problem with Europe is it's so tribal that people don't want to give up their national identity. They don't want to give up their language.
They don't want to give up their customs.
They don't. And that's okay.
The EU is going to break apart.
Yeah. Because when I go to Italy, I want to see Italians.
Yeah.
When I go to Spain, I want to see Spaniards. I want to experience their culture. So by trying to make it all homogeneous, it's just unnatural.
The citizenry, the people of that continent are not going to go for that. I don't think so.
No.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman to be here. I just came to watch. My LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
it? Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed Defensive Handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our Women's Self-Defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com, or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let's call. Talk about what you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy, and they do all kinds of legal documents there. Patents, wills, trademarks, living wills, anything that you need, these common legal documents, LegalZoom.com can do them. And you can get $10 off with your order by using coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live at LegalZoom.com. Let's go into the calls here with Julian from South Africa. Julian?
Hello.
Hi. Just want to say I recently found out about Free Talk Live. I might be one of your only listeners in my side of the world.
Okay. Well, we get some listens. We get some downloads in Africa, believe it or not.
All right. But I just want to say some of the stories I've been reading about, like from Reason and other sources, depress the hell out of me because, you know, especially from my side of the world, we look up to the U.S. as like a beacon of freedom, you know. Like, I wouldn't say perfect example, but, like, pretty much up there.
Yeah.
And just to read about some of the things that are going on, just, you know, it's a bit depressing.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, here's this beacon of liberty around the world. It's becoming less free. And
under
it's,
siege.
Yeah, it's got to be disheartening.
But to give you a sense of proportion to prove that it actually is better than, well, say, Althea, we're not, South Africa isn't as bad as India, but... let me run this through you. Let's say, in theory, your president was being investigated for corruption by the FBI. So he, with the full backing of Congress, disbands the FBI, makes it a new organization, and puts it under the jurisdiction of the Secret Service. That sounds crazy, right?
Yeah, that does sound crazy.
But that's exactly what's happened in South Africa, exactly what's happened. We used to have our own kind of FBI over here. They were investigating our president, and that's we had the full backing in Parliament, and that's exactly what he did.
Jeez. So, That pretty much tells anybody in law enforcement that you can't go after somebody who's in, you know, at least national level power, right?
Oh, yeah, there are politicians in South Africa you don't want to touch. I think there's only one libertarian think tank in South Africa. It's freemarketfoundation.com.
Mm-hmm.
And get some good articles about what's going on over here. But I'm just, like, waiting for one single country. I think Hong Kong is maybe is going to lose its number one spot in the next 10 years. But just one country anywhere who ticks all the right boxes on liberty, on fiscal policy, you know. And I'll immigrate there. If New Hampshire secedes, I'll go there.
But, that's what, yeah. You know, some people in New Hampshire would like to see a secession. I think that that's a ways down the road. It's a pretty rare bird, secession. But I would just like to see some kind of nullification of the government's laws. The state of New Hampshire has the rights of a country. It set, you know, it moved into the Constitution as a free and autonomous country. And as far as I'm concerned, it has the right to opt out. The government has stepped well beyond its constitutional bounds, which gives the state of New Hampshire the ability to opt out of whatever rules it would consider unconstitutional.
All right, yes. U.S. states have a lot more power than local provinces, at least over here.
Yeah.
I just want to end off with one question to ponder. So, according to people like Ron Paul, the government should be limited to certain things. And let's say you allow for something like gun ownership and a pretty liberal gun policy, but there has to be a limit, right? I mean, anyone with enough money, they can't just buy a tank or buy some huge destructive weaponry, because if that was totally unregulated, anyone could make that if they had enough money. So
I'm
just wondering your thoughts on that.
Well, this is where it always goes, right, with the right to bear arms. And first off, I would say that you wouldn't be able to drive a tank on the road because it would destroy the road. So having a tank would be essentially just having it on your property.
A tank isn't a gun. A tank is a vehicle with a huge cannon on
it. Big gun on it.
Yeah.
And I would say that, you know, if somebody wants to spend their money on a tank, I don't see a particular problem with them spending their money on a tank. Where I get into the issue is sort of nuclear weapons. When you're talking about a weapon that can't wipe out one person, an aggressor, then it has to wipe out, say, a city size or at least a town size area.
And if it goes off on your property, it's going to destroy your neighbor's property too.
Right. Then what you're doing is you're threatening people. You're aggressing against them. You can own a gun, but you can't point it at my forehead. That's, you know, your rights ends in there. So, you know, that by having a nuclear weapon, you are threatening the people around whomever you might use it on. So I'm of the opinion that nuclear weapons, by their very the ownership of nuclear weapons is an aggression upon other people. It's a threat. So how do you deal with that? I don't know. You can't unlearn nuclear weapons. You know, can you let them not get into the hands of civilians? You can try. At this point, I don't know that there are any corroborated stories that nuclear weapons have gotten into the hands of civilians. To the best of my knowledge, they certainly haven't been used by a civilian.
All right. I think I saw, was Discovery Channel, some guy in 95 stole a tank and I can't remember which U.S. city it was. Drove it through the town, and the police couldn't do anything until he got stuck on a highway.
Yep, and there was another instance with a thing called a killdozer. A guy basically made his own tank. You know, there's been instances. Yeah, it's hard to take down a guy in a tank. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I mean, one would wonder, why did those people put together those tanks that they made, and why did they drive them around? And usually they have some grievance. Almost to a man, those people have some grievance against the government. And when you look into it, their grievance is kind of legitimate. So to some extent, you have this sort of aggression breeding aggression situation.
All right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just want to say you guys are doing a good job. And,
thank you, Julian.
I'm very happy listening to you.
Appreciate the call all the way from South Africa.
Yes.
It's always interesting to hear the different accents of English speakers, you know. Wayne, please go on with the 20 quotes from European elite indicating that they know that the crash is coming.
Yes, German, number four, German President Christian Wolff said, I regard the huge buy-up of bonds of individual states by the European Central Bank as legally and politically questionable. Article 123 of the Treaty on the EU's Workings prohibits the ECB from directly purchasing debt instruments in order to safeguard the central bank's independence. So, in other words, what they're doing is they're having to bail these countries
monetizing
out and buy bonds, and they're at a desperate phase right now trying to keep that whole thing together with spit and glue, so to speak.
Yeah, they're doing their best, but you know what I worry about is what is it going to mean for the world? It's interesting. If Greece falls, then so what, right? But as I understand it, there's a domino effect that could come into play that could really sink the world into a much greater depression than we have dealt with so far.
And there's also some talk that Greece and some of those other countries that are in really big financial trouble, there are hooks into the U.S. financial system. In other words, there are U.S. banks and probably even the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve now has admitted that they've lent money to some of these foreign countries, that will also affect us over here as well. And it doesn't surprise me when you consider that the way some of these countries got into the EU 10, 15 years ago was to doctor up their balance sheets. And some of the the Wall Street banks helped them doctor up their balance sheets to qualify
to be in
the EU to begin with, because the EU was just so hell-bent in getting all these members and having this big...
The bigger an organization gets, the easier it is to lie with the pencil, you know, to create some kind of situation that's just not true as far as the numbers go. And, you know, it would have seemed that the EU was doomed from the beginning. But, you know, what do I know? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. What do you think? EU going to go under?
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You might be able to get slipped in here by the end of the show. If you give us a call at 855-450-3733. On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some really great rates on some gold and silver coins over at gold.freetalklive.com. Stuff I've picked out in order to be easy to comparison shop so that you can be certain that you're getting the best rates. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. It's a good time to buy. I don't think that gold and silver are going to be going down much anytime in the near future. Maybe you can buy on a dip. I don't know, but should buy. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, there's going to be some dips, but the overall trend seems to be up.
Just bought some precious metals today, as a matter of fact. Gold.freetalklive.com. I did personally. So let's go to Kurt in New Hampshire. Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Hello. Well, you guys were on firearms, and that's why I got interested in calling, but I'll gladly talk monetary policy.
I think
the EU, the mistake made by the EU was going directly to a fiat currency.
And so they should have.
It's going to drop hard and fast.
Well, don't the Swiss have some kind of currency that was backed by some kind of metal at some point until recently?
Exactly. It used to be. Most of the currencies now that are presently in existence were backed by metals and were taken off, like the British pound and the German mark and all those. U.S. dollar were all pegged to gold or silver or something for a while, but then they changed and they started to kind of snowball effect of getting more and more out of balance. But with starting with the euro as fiat, they never had a habit of being stable. It was always completely unstable.
Yeah. So. You know, what's your prediction?
Oh, I have no idea how about time, but it will fail.
Yeah, it'll fail. I just wonder whether will they. My real question here is, will the powers that be use this opportunity in some way, shape, or form to create a larger, more powerful European state, or will you see a fractioning of the European countries back into more autonomous European states? Because I think there's some good stuff about the European Union. It's nice to have more
open borders.
Yeah, more open borders, uniform rules different areas. You know, if you've got if you're trying to sell ceiling fans, for instance, and the standard for amperage or wattage or whatever in Czechoslovakia is different than it is in Austria, which is different than it is in Liechtenstein, which is different than it is in Iceland, then you have a real difficult time selling electric ceiling fans. But if everybody's got them the same and the plug drugs are the same. This is, you know, this is one of the ways that the United States has been able, in many other ways, to move forward, is that it has some uniformity amongst its states.
Yeah, so it makes it more efficient and more competitive.
The U.S. was the biggest free trade zone in the world for a while once the British Empire collapsed. So I agree with you. I think the EU will probably fracture into its component parts sooner than it would be a huge empire again. I think.
But there's no reason why some of those good things, the uniformity of standards, for example, can't remain, but they decentralize further.
Sure, I agree, and I think that's what would happen because the people found what was good in standards and being able to change places easier. And maybe they'll demand that those stay, but the currency's going down, just like the U.S. And the U.S. fracturing into more rational regional policies would be a lot better than what we are doing now.
Yeah, I don't know how that's ever going to happen. I mean, there aren't any regional. There are no regional powers at this point. There isn't the New England government. So you would either see it fraction into. I mean, I've seen people redraw the states and stuff in the United States, and it's ludicrous. I mean,
we have the habit. We have the habit of states.
Sure. I'm not saying that there couldn't be better ways to draw it up, but you're just having fun if you, you know, on a map at that point. It's like kids with crayons.
It's like the New England states, which have a lot in common with each other, like Vermont and New Hampshire are very similar in many ways. They could just, it's an organization. You get the Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine free trade zone. Or something like that.
Yeah, you would have to see an entire breakdown of the U.S. government before something like that occurred.
But if you're using a currency
something... What a wonderful thought.
Yeah, if you're using a currency that's backed by something real, it's not that difficult to transact business, even if you have a different currency in each state. But, for example, a lot of the fighter pilots in, I believe it was World War II, used to carry this little pack with them, and they had gold coins in there. So if they were ever captured or they crashed, they could buy people off with those because an ounce of gold was an ounce of gold, even though they had British gold coins with them.
Well, for decades, centuries, people would... the mothers would sew gold coins into the liners of their sons' jackets when they're going off to war. British sovereigns are known for this. French francs are known for this. Mm-hmm. And these are 1/4 and 1/5 ounce little pieces of gold that these kids could have in order to, you know, whatever. If the rubber hits the road, you need something like this. Kurt?
James Bond in From Russia with Love, his briefcase had a gun, a knife, a bomb, and 24 gold sovereigns.
There you go. What are the sovereigns from?
Britain.
It's basically 1 ounce gold coin.
Okay, interesting. So what was this about the Second Amendment that you wanted to talk about?
Liability. It would be pretty much impossible to get liability insurance for having a nuclear weapon, simply because they cannot be used targetedly. But a tank, hey, if your insurance company will cover it, go for it.
So what would happen if somebody decided to own something that was uncovered by their insurance companies? You know, lots of people commit fraud against their insurance companies every day in this country.
Fraud. Prosecutors fraud, just like anything else.
Is that before or after they use the nuclear weapon?
If they are people who would use a nuclear weapon anyway, what law is going to stop them?
Indeed, you really have to wonder about that. At this point, they are restricted to some extent by getting the things that it takes to put it together,
the fuel,
I'm sure they're idiotically
the technology.
Expensive.
Yeah,
horribly expensive. Maybe Bill Gates could afford one or Warren Buffett. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are people that one might want to be concerned about too. You know, I mean, you know, if one got rich,
buy Microsoft or get blown up.
I'm more afraid of Larry Ellison.
If one got rich in today's culture, one might question one's morality, one's willingness to use force in order to get one what one wishes.
But aren't those people the ones that are above the law anyway?
They currently are.
Yeah,
they don't seem to want to use those kind of weapons. Currently, they seem to be happy in their wealth.
True. And who didn't cheer James Garner in Tank? Really?
I'm not sure. Kurt, thanks for the call. Wayne, give me a few more quotes here from the list.
Okay, let's see. Number 10, former German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. quote.
I remember his name.
Yes, Schroeder. The current crisis makes it relentlessly clear that we cannot have a common currency zone without a common fiscal, economic, and social policy. In other words, we need more power to fix this thing.
That's exactly what the politicians are going to definitely want, something like that.
George Soros, at number 12, says, we are on the verge of an economic collapse which starts, let's say, in Greece. The financial system remains extremely vulnerable. Number 13, German Chancellor Angela Merkel. An easy one.
Well, Soros is easy, too.
Yeah, that's true. The current crisis facing the euro is the biggest test Europe has faced for decades, even since the Treaty of Rome was signed in 1957. That's pretty big. Number 17, German Chancellor Angela Merkel again. She says, if the euro falls, then Europe falls.
What does that mean? If the euro falls, Europe falls. I mean, mm-hmm. I've heard dire statements about the European Union, and you just said here that it was bigger than the United States as far as its economy. I find that stunning, but it could very well be true. I certainly am not going to claim to know otherwise.
Well, I guess if you take the GDP of all the member countries,
yeah, it's a lot, right?
And the population, yeah, that's quite a bit.
And if that. And it makes sense that if they have to redesign their monetary system because some bad actors and the pigs, as you called them, Portugal, Ireland,
Italy.
Is Iceland thrown in that one?
No.
Okay.
Greece, Spain.
Yeah, that's the...
We said Portugal.
There were two I's somewhere along the line.
Yeah. There was Italy and Ireland.
Italy and Ireland. So the pigs, if these bad actors result in essentially the necessity of breaking up the monetary system, what will that do to the world economy? I've never heard anybody say, don't worry about it.
I think there's a lot of hooks into American banking institutions that could we could feel it over here.
Seems like precious metals are the only way to go, and you can get some at gold.freetalklive.com.
Good way to save your money.
My opinion. What do I know? Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
And Wayne.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.